Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. We touched on this, but I want you to maybe unpack a little bit more, if you would, Dr. White. You can't communicate genuine appreciation with a broad brush. Say a little bit more about that.
Well, you can try,
yeah.
But it doesn't work well.
Yeah.
And one of the things we know is that, you know, people are busy and leaders are busy, and we're not here to try to create another to-do list for them. But what we do is help people be effective and efficient in communicating praise and encouragement so that it's received. I mean, one of the interesting things is that there's a study that showed that 65% of the workforce said that they had received no recognition for a job well done in the past year.
Wow.
And when I first read that, I was astounded at the statistic. Can that be true? But as I've worked with leaders and groups, I found that the key word is that they haven't received it. It's often leaders that will say, well, it can't be my group because, you know, we, you know, I send out emails and say thanks and all that. But often it's not in the way that's important and meaningful to the recipient. And we need to understand that, just like in personal relationships with love, that for some people, words don't mean much. I've had people say, you know, words are cheap. I had one leader say, you know, I grew up in a context where if somebody complimented you, the next thing that was coming was an ask.
Hmm.
And that, you know, they were setting you up to get something. He said, so when I hear a compliment, my defenses go up and say, you know, what do they want from me? And so some people need encouragement and to feel valued by spending time with them. It doesn't have to be a lot of time. It can be stopped by their office and see how they're doing. Some people prefer to have a little help when they're behind on a project, and that if you sort of go out the door and say, hey, hope you get that done tonight, you know, it creates resentment versus maybe hanging out with them and, you know, help them put notebooks together or whatever.
You know, why wouldn't you think about it when these love languages were such a runaway bestseller because they were light bulb moments for so many couples? You know, let's say you've got somebody who's, you know, quality time and acts of service, and her husband is kind and gentle, but he's not available and not helpful. And so she's like, he's nice, but he's not there for me. So it's not love. Right. Well, why? How would that not translate in the workplace? So let's pause here and talk a little bit about these five languages of appreciation kind of taken from the language love languages. We'll kind of alternate here. Harold, we'll talk with you first. Words of affirmation, a simple verbal compliment or word of encouragement expressed either orally or in writing. So a person who this is one of their love languages, they need words of affirmation. Say more.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, the workplace is so pressured these days. And with all of the transitions and people are afraid of their jobs, and so we're so focused on what we have to get done to get around to just simply giving a word of affirmation that doesn't come into mind. You know, just yesterday I was talking to my 28-year-old son and talking about some of these kinds of things. And he said, man, he said, I've never had that in any of my work situations. So there's this vacuum in a sense that a word of affirmation is this wonderful, nourishing kind of thing, but we just don't think about it most of the time.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.